Welcome to Live the Fuel.
Welcome to Live
Welcome
the Fuel.
To Live the Fuel. Focusing on health, business, and lifestyle. And now your host, Scott Mulvaney.
Good day and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another Live the Fuel show. This will be episode 009. Today we've got another really cool co-host, somebody that I've met recently at a podcast convention known as MapCon, the Mid-Atlantic Podcast Conference down in Philadelphia a few weeks ago. And basically, this gentleman already is a podcaster. He's been doing it for, at least 2.5 years, plus a lot of other radio and TV experience prior to that. He's the host of the popular Relaunch podcast. And we have a few things in common, one of which is he actually had on my recent guest, Noah Galloway, from episode 007 with my show. He also had him on apparently a little while ago as well. But this gentleman actually resides down in Texas. I believe he's actually originally from San Antonio, Texas, and I've actually used to go out there on business, so we'll have to catch up on some of that as well. But also, I like one of his taglines, which is "Find your voice." And again, from having years on radio, years on TV, I'm just looking forward to picking this guy's brain and sharing his knowledge with you on this show. Again, our purpose here is to fuel your health, business, and lifestyle. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Joel Bodges of the Relaunch podcast.
Hey man, how you doing, Scott? Great to be here. Appreciate you having me on and the invitation.
Hey man, I think I just connected with you so well down there near Philadelphia a few weeks ago, and I was like, man, I like your message. We definitely got to chat.
Well, you know, I started in traditional radio. My gosh, it's been 27 years, and even though I've had a ton of experience behind the mic, you know, radio and a little bit in TV in front of the camera, and then doing, you know, multiple podcasts. Scott, I still don't take for granted the invitations to come on people's shows. And you probably don't realize how much that means to me. So again, sincerely, thank you for the invitation and congratulations, my friend, on making this show happen. I know personally how much work it takes to create a solid show. My friend, you've done that. So congratulations to you, and my hat's off to your podcast coach, to Mr. Michael O'Neill, our mutual friend.
Yes, and also something you two both have in common is fellow speakers, since you both spoke at that podcast event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I bump into Michael every here and there at this conference and that, and it was fun to be. I think that was the first time that we were ever on the same venue. Actually, no, Podcast Movement 2014. But since then, this was the next time. So
yeah, and
I guess two-year gaps. Maybe that's it. Who knows?
And I haven't actually been to a Podcast Movement event either, obviously, since I'm a newbie to the podcast profession or world, I should say. So, but I did actually, that's how I kind of got connected with MapCon, and how I eventually met you is because I went down to one of their I'm not sure if you were you at the mixer, the meetup down there in Philadelphia? I'm trying to remember. I've met so many people.
For Podcast Movement?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't, but I've been fortunate. I've spoken at the last three events. And you know, a quick plug for the Podcast Movement guys, Dan Franks and Jared Easley. They're putting together the Podcast Cruise 2017.
Yes.
And that's something, Scott, if you can make that happen. You definitely need to swing that because it is a blast. Pay and I, my wife, went on Podcast Cruise 2015. And then I'm actually taking my dad on this cruise February 2017. And my dad and I haven't vacationed together probably in, well, I don't know, 20 years. So be a lot of fun. And booked our cabin a few days ago for that.
Well, I got an invite, and I've never done a cruise ever. I'm a huge outdoors junkie. That's how I balance my life. Now, technically, you are outdoors on a cruise. but I mean, an interesting point you just brought up here. Obviously, there's some kind of connection there. So obviously, you used to travel or go on trips with your father 20 years ago. What made you bring him, I guess, into the loop on this one?
Yeah, good question. Thanks for asking. Well, Pei, my wife and I, we've been married about 15 years, and we've been fortunate to have gone on several cruises together and several vacations. And I talked to her about this upcoming cruise, and she just wasn't excited about it. You know, she'd been on cruises before. She's been on podcast cruises before, and she just kind of wanted to stay home. We have somewhat of a new house, new for us. Anyways, lived here. We live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, by the way. And this house, this is our dream house. And we've been here about 7 or 8 months. And we just got a puppy. Happy is our puppy. People that listen to my show kind of know the story, the backstory on our dogs and how we lost one to cancer in November, and how we brought in a rescue dog, a rescue golden, not to take his place because you can't do that, but to just add more life into our house, and to also have a companion for his brother, who's Bubba, who's still with us. And Pei was like, you know what, Joel, I'm going to stay home. I'm going to hang out with Happy and just kind of enjoy the house. And the next alternative was, well, shoot, I'll just take my dad.
Well, how old is his Happy?
Happy is 8 months.
Yeah, so I get that. I mean, he's only 8 months old, and you're also just moved to a new house. So I believe there is an adaptation period for pets, and just like with humans, we have to get used to a new surroundings and everything. So has there been an issue with that adaptation, or is it really just a matter of she just needed a break and was looking forward to spending quality time with Happy?
Probably just wanted to hang out a little bit and kind of not be on anymore, but just to relax. And I'm out of the house for a week at that time. So I guess you just wanted to take advantage of that. But that's cool. We're way low maintenance, Scott. So she was like, nah, don't want to go. I'm like, okay, plan B. And luckily my dad's visiting us right now, so just kind of yelled across the hall and was like, hey, you, let's go. Okay. And that was it.
What was the last trip you went on with him?
We went to Miami, Florida. In fact, we went to the entire South Florida area, Miami and Fort Lauderdale and all the way down to Key West. And it was actually a graduation present for me way back when I was single and all that. But long time ago.
I was going to say, yeah. So, I mean, that sounds like a bit of a trip. Did you do that all in like 1 week? Because I've been to Florida multiple times and I've bounced around, playing the tourist thing. But was that like a week-long trip or was that just like a long weekend?
Yeah, it was a week-long trip. Without a doubt, it was a graduation present when I got out of grad school. And it was pretty cool. It was a pretty cool trip. My dad, I asked for South Florida because he asked me where I wanted to go. Then kind of we did that tour for about a week, maybe 8 days. And then I flew home and then I washed my clothes. And then I went back to the airport because my mom and her husband were taking me to Vegas. And so graduation present number two.
Wow.
So I went there for about not a week, but probably 5 or 6 days.
No.
And not a full week. But so I got vacationed up, I guess, with the folks.
I was going to say, I mean, I don't want to pitch your parents against each other, but because obviously both trips have a different lifestyle element to them. Was there a preference?
Boy, that's a good question. You know what? I would say no, because they're it's apples and oranges.
Okay. All right.
One was kind of outdoorsy, kind of just me and my dad kind of hanging out. But one was action packed and nothing but stimulus 24/7. That's Vegas. Yeah, by the way. And one of my buddies from college came and hung out with us. So that was action packed, different experiences.
That's super cool. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, so I had an interesting question because obviously there's something more important that I was looking forward to talking to you about today, because we didn't really get to dig into it very much. And for my listeners who may not know you, again, the Relaunch podcast isn't just about all your cool guests you've had on there, but I think without knowing the entire story behind that brand, just for me meeting you and hearing your own personal transformation, and this is what I love talking about lifestyle about, but you did a massive transformation. I'm just wondering if, and I don't know if it's more than 75 pounds nowadays, but I know there was at least a 75 pound transformation in your personal life. Has that bled over into your father and other people in the family to help you with the travel lifestyle, or let's dig into that a little bit?
Sure. And thanks for bringing it up. It's actually about 80 pounds now.
Ooh, nice. Congrats.
And so last time I weighed, it was 139. When I was 25, I weighed 223. So you can kind of do the math. I was 140, then I hit 139. But that's about 80 pounds. So that's a big difference. And I'm 47.
And how tall are you?
I'm 5'5".
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And it has been not only a transformation for me, it's kickstarted pretty much everything in my life. It's brought new energy to the business. My business is speaking. That's what I do. I'm a public speaker. And it's brought just a new fire to that, more energy. And it's inspired my family, my dad, my wife, my mom, and that other side of the family. And it's because I think, you'd have to ask them, but I think it's because they see me doing something and getting something accomplished and not being held back by a certain age or by a certain situation or by something that's going on or by an excuse I'm sure made many, many times.
Oh yeah.
In the past. And I think enthusiasm is contagious. And I think that's what they're catching.
Well, and that's one thing that you could probably even reinforce. I mean, when you start changing that lifestyle, that health, that nutrition, everything that's been going on for a few years for you now, I mean, that energy it's a complete shift, right? I mean, how fast did you start feeling like, whoa, there's a whole new me coming out here?
Well, I think the decision to feel better, to be better and to be stronger, I think that came first.
Okay.
And then the results came, the results in the mirror, the results of me ditching everything, Scott, in my closet, everything. I mean, I didn't even have a belt to wear. And that was pretty emotionally moving when that happened. And I had nothing to wear. But then I started kind of replacing things piece by piece and creating a new wardrobe, a new look, pretty much a new everything.
Oh, it's basically like rebuilding yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Or relaunching.
Or relaunching,
if you will.
I like it.
But, you know, the decision came first. Then came the results. But I was kind of already moving into that. I'm a big believer in making purposeful decisions on the front end first and then kind of filling in the blanks. Something that I've been saying a lot lately, and I think I might have said it at the MAPCON conference when you saw me speak. Maybe not, but I probably did. I wouldn't be surprised if I did. But I've been saying a lot, doing is the new planning.
Actually, you did mention that. That was written down in one of my quote lists.
Okay, cool. Awesome. We'll tweet that again then.
Oh, yeah. It was a great quote.
That's kind of how I roll. You know, doing is the new planning. And I just do whatever it is that I'm trying to do with my health, with my fitness, with my business, with my podcast. And then I evaluate what happened and then get ready for the next step. But you got to take the first step or series of steps first. And it's like when people are working with you, Scott, and they're trying to get their hands around their health and fitness. You know, it's about, okay, let's do something. Doesn't matter what we do. And then let's make some tweaks and adjustments as we move along.
Oh,
however, if we're still sitting behind a desk trying to plan out the next year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years of our lives, my gosh, we're going to waste incredible amounts of time.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, it's again, I don't coach CrossFit full time, but I do it on my Fridays. It's one of my fun side gigs. I literally consider it's just a part of my life balance. And when you're coaching, whether they're full-blown athletes, or I call them all athletes because they're all training to be something better. And the biggest thing you just pointed out there is that, especially a newbie, and depending on where they're coming from, who their trainer was, or maybe they're not very independent, like people like you and I, but it's like they're trying to bite off too much. And so when they make those mistakes, that crash and burn factor is just so much more exponential. And if I keep reminding them, like, guys, it's the little things right now. It's form, it's technique, it's protecting your body as you learn these movements. Don't worry about the quantity of weight that you're moving. Don't worry about the speed of the repetitions that you can move through. It's little by little, we're going to build this. It's going to take a few months. It's going to take a couple of years. You can't expect a massive transformation in 1 week.
Well, action is the best teacher. And it's actually the cure for pretty much everything. Because when you take action, when you do your first rep, or you get on the bike for the first time, or you learn how to push start on the treadmill, that's going to take care of the next few things to do, because you're going to then master whatever it is that you need to master, and then you're going to be able to challenge yourself. So it's the antidote for pretty much everything action is.
Well, can you think back and try and, we're talking pre-relaunch, or maybe really, at that initial relaunch phase where you started finding that way into being that regular gym rat. Whereas fast forward to today, I already know that, and I forget what time they open. It's either 5 or 5:30, but I know that you are the guy.
I was there at 4:58.
You're the guy waiting for the door to open.
Folks, yeah.
Yeah. So that wasn't you though in the beginning, was it? I mean, did the switch flip that easily?
Well, okay. It has been for a long time, but has it always been that way? No, of course not. I mean, no one is born into the person that they already that they become. It's a gradual growing into process. But I've always been, for the most part, pretty diligent, pretty disciplined. But once I make a decision, but always, no, of course not. I mean, I'm human, as we all are. Right. So it's been a learning a process, but you just decide on what's important to you and what you're trying to accomplish. And that's the difference maker in my opinion right there. And I decided that I wanted to do something better with my health, not different, but better. And it was a decision to be better that gave me the courage to wake up at an unreasonable hour, 4 o'clock, and, have a little bit of coffee, kind of shake the cobwebs off, and then make sure that I'm at the gym at, 4:58, 5 o'clock, as soon as the doors unlock, so I can get it, knock it out, and then move forward with my day, knowing that, I've already done something that most people will never do. And that, to me, is a good feeling. That probably came out a little bit harsher than I needed it to, than I wanted it to be.
No, but it's just who you are. It's truth. I mean, not everybody is going to be the 4 a.m. person. Some people are the, hey, I like to go in and do my thing at 8 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. I personally don't agree with it because I know that's going to provide too much stimulation and it may affect you, your ability to fall asleep. Some people argue that. There's all different schools of thought. But in the end, to your point, take action. Just start finding what works for you. Maybe you start off doing the 4 a.m. thing because you're coming out hardcore, but then you realize maybe you're a 6 a.m. or maybe you're a 5 p.m. You don't know until you start taking that action and start finding that way to build the rhythm, build the routine, relaunch that lifestyle. And sometimes you may take a couple of relaunches. I'm sure you've talked to people on your show where there had to have been some to have like multiple relaunches.
Oh, well, absolutely. Well, who doesn't? I think relaunching is just a sign of life. If you're not relaunching, you're dying in some area of your life. Now, that doesn't mean it has to be a daily thing every single day, but there are different seasons that we all go through. And when one season ends, well, guess what? You're ready to launch or relaunch into another season. And that right there is a sign of life.
Well said. I like that. Well, thanks. It's I was going back over some of your research, especially once you told me that you had actually also had on your show a recent guest of mine, the famous Noah Galloway, and your show with him was before his new book release. But his quote, which was on your graphics and the way you promoted him, was "No excuses." As a double amputee personal trainer and his lifestyle, whereas now his new book is called Living with No Excuses. So, I mean, you already know his story, and now we got it on book and on audiobook. So I highly recommend our listeners going out there and getting that. But I just want to tie those two stories together and connect with you on this. When you interviewed him, I mean, how many relaunches did you hear him go through?
Well, in this particular case, I heard about one, and that's what I that's what I do, Scott.
Okay.
I ask people to speak about the one relaunch that has been the most significant or the most transformational for them. And then we kind of go through the conversation from there. But I try to get people to focus in on one. And sometimes people will talk about, you know, a personal relaunch, which Noah did, you know, being blown up overseas, you know, losing two of his limbs and then sinking into a deep depression. Mm-hmm. Where he, you know, started to drink his pain away, or at least try to drink his pain away, and we kind of went through that conversation, and I experienced it with him from behind the mic. And then he also talked about how he was relaunching his life, his health, and how he had already, you know, as a personal trainer, and the decisions that he was now making in his life. And the whole reason for having him on was to give, you know, hope, inspiration, and also some ideas and practical steps and solutions for how can one relaunch their life. And frankly, that's why I like to have people on that have, you know, experienced some type of struggle or setback in their life, so that they can then use their story to bring meaning to other people and to give them a little bit of hope. And I get the tweets and I get the emails that people send that say that, you know, gosh, a story that I heard on your show meant so much to me. It gave me the confidence, it gave me the courage, and it means a lot when I get those kind of comments. By the way, if you haven't heard the interview that I did with Noah, you can definitely find that at relaunchshow.com/168. And that is, gosh, we did that about a year and a half ago.
I was going to say, 168, you're now at 525, right?
Today was 525. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Boy, that does sound like a long time ago, doesn't it?
It does.
Maybe it was more than a year and a half ago. But yeah, 168.
No, it's a great episode, people. his show in general, I mean, I went back and I listened to, after I met you, I went back on the drive home because I had like an hour and a half drive that night after the conference. I went back
and cheated. I had to fly.
Well, I mean, then I got stuck in traffic. For some reason, they shut down the highway to fix something at 2 o'clock in the morning. So that was fun.
Serves you right.
Yeah. But you had Amy Clover, I believe is how you pronounce her last name, on about combat depression, founder of Strong Inside and Out. And I already heard about her through other people's shows and podcasts. And there's so many people you've had on your show now. And I think her story is powerful too, because depression is definitely rampant.
Did you have her on yet?
No. Oh my God. I would love to have her on.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Just let me know if you need the intro and I'll you know, I have zero pull with anyone, anytime. However, I can definitely make the introduction.
Sometimes you just got to open the door. And I greatly appreciate that offer, because like she's got a powerful story as well. And I love what she's doing, because her story, her relaunch, and just, you know, you providing a voice for her voice and how she's helping others with her brand, I think is powerful. So,
yes.
And I want to plug something else, because I actually just put this on my order list. Your book, Find Your Voice. What made you do that?
Sure. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finding your voice is a little bit of my personal story. And you know, there is a lot to it. My parents were divorced when I was three. When I was five, I nearly lost my life in a freak accident that involved a 30-foot bridge, a train, a fall, and so much blood loss, Scott, that by the time the paramedics showed up, they found me because I was in the middle of the Texas wilderness. There was so much blood loss, they couldn't even start an IV on my little five-year-old arm because I had lost so much blood. All the blood vessels had collapsed. Yeah. And then after that, after I recovered from a coma, I was six. And then my parents were still reeling from their own divorce, and from, not to mention, from having almost lost their child. So I got to witness both parents on both sides do some things that they probably weren't proud of then, definitely aren't proud of now. And unfortunately, I got to learn from those experiences. So I kind of illustrate a little bit of that story in the book, and also demonstrate how how much of a learning experience that was for me. But on the other side, I like to, in that book, it's really the framework for how I help people get in touch with the voice that is stirred from the inside, from within them, so that they can then really understand what they're all about, their purpose, their mission, why they're here, so that they can use that voice to communicate who they are through their business, through their message, through their personal life. And the book's done well. We hit number one on Amazon in three categories, same day, same hour, which is crazy.
That's awesome.
Thank you. It's been good for us.
It kind of helps you realize, like, okay, I must be doing something right. Yeah, this definitely needed to happen.
I think so.
I mean, and now it's funny, and obviously we'll be making sure that this will be in the show notes, because my virtual assistant is awesome, because he works with Michael O'Neill as well. But that's near here or there. But just all these, your show, your social media, is everything the same? Is it just relaunch? Or I know you're personally, your name, I found you specifically by searching your name on Twitter and Instagram and everything else. But how do people follow that Twitter feed? Because obviously you definitely keep up with Twitter, and you're definitely trying to help people through that channel as well.
Sure. The best place to go really is relaunchshow.com/subscribe.
Oh, there we go.
And that's where all of the buttons are for your podcast provider of choice: iTunes, Droid, Google Play Music,
you're on Stitcher. Yep.
And of course, all of the hotspots for the social media links are there as well. But yeah, communicate a lot on Twitter, a lot on Facebook, Instagram, and all of the usual suspects and places to hang out. But having a great time. But really, what I encourage people to do is, you know, instead of the social media thing, mm-hmm. I've been very blessed and fortunate to have developed, you know, quite a number of followers and whatnot. But give the podcast a listen. You know, go to /subscribe and just give an episode a listen. Listen to the one with Noah, or the one with Amy, or the one with Michael O'Neill, mm-hmm. and just see if that's a good show for you. If that's a show that's going to, you know, give you some inspiring stories, some fresh ideas, maybe an empowering conversation or two. And if it's a show that can deliver for you, then yeah, give it a subscribe.
I'll definitely back you up on this, because the other one I was going to actually bring up just to plug you a little bit more, because I think your show is definitely unique versus other shows. And there was another one I stumbled across the other day, Colton Boreen, I think you say his name,
yep.
The childhood cancer survivor, back surgery patient, bodybuilder now. I mean, wow. Like I said, there's so many. I mean, like, just those
the
top
dude is
three
incredible,
or four names.
And he's like 21, 22.
I know, so right? I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, he's had very annoying too, by the way. But yeah, he is. Talk about a guy that never had it easy. I mean, he had just incredible things that have come across.
Well, you and him must have clicked pretty well then, with that childhood story.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
we did. Absolutely.
I mean, obviously, there's definitely a generational gap, but you being able to actually pass down some of your own transformation from such a trauma at a young age to, obviously, then you later on in life having to fight through another transformation regarding the obesity and reduction and everything else. I mean, that's awesome to be able to connect with people. And then the bonus is you can actually, again, the power of having a podcast. Now you can help the guy get a voice out there to help other youth that may have some similar issues. He's got three different big categories. Okay, do you have childhood cancer? Great, we can connect to him on that way. Or, I'm sorry, I got back surgery. Great, you can connect to him there. Or maybe you're just a young guy or girl, trying to become a bodybuilder, and you want to hear more about that. So that kid's got some, for 20 some years old, he's got a lot going for him now.
Yeah, now he does. But he had to put forth the reps.
Oh yeah.
And that's really the takeaway that I hope entrepreneurs walk away with today. And people that are in the business of them, is you've got to put in the reps. There's no shortcut to it. And boy, I've looked for shortcuts many, many times. not all my life, but there have been times when I've tried to shortcut certain processes, and you just can't do it. You might have quick success, but it will be quickly gone.
No, and I definitely learned that from listening to you and other speakers down at the MapCon conference. It's just like you said, you got to put in the reps, you got to put in the work. Yes, you'll eventually find tools and processes along the way to smooth that out and make it easier. But you still have to, like you said, you got to put in the reps, you got to figure that out and learn what's going to work and what's not going to work, especially for these online entrepreneurs. Well, people like you and I who are trying to build something behind a brand name, behind our own name. And I mean, you becoming a public speaker didn't happen overnight. That took small speaking events, building up to bigger speaking events, building a reputation, getting your story out there, getting your voice out there.
And it's now, still a work in progress too. And yeah. You know, that's just part of the human experience. You know, it's never done, right?
Isn't that the exciting part of it though, right? Because you can keep looking back 2 years, 5 years, and it's like, man, look where this is going. This is a fun. I mean, there's some struggles along the way, but it's still, you still got to find the fun in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, once the fun is gone, that's when you know it's time to pivot.
Well, I got to tell you, I appreciate you again giving us this time today, because I know, obviously, we already discussed multiple things you got going on the show today. So I like to close out the show here by, you've already shared a number of really clear messages, but I like to give every co-host that closing note that could potentially just envelop or put everything under one umbrella, or just a final message you want to put out there to this audience and obviously potential future relaunch audience customers.
Sure. Again, Scott, thank you for the opportunity to come and share this story. There are a lot of places that people could be right now, and they chose to be here with you, and there's no place that I would have rather have been. So thank you for that. Parting word is what I said earlier, and I'm going to just say it again, and that is that doing is the new planning. You can spend hours, days, weeks, you know, putting together a business plan or a personal growth plan, and you can spend so much time that at the end it can end up resembling a small house. But you know what? That still doesn't do anything. That's not going to move the needle in your bank account, in your health and fitness lifestyle. It's not going to move the needle. Do something today. You know, if you can only walk to the end of the street, then do that. If you can only, you know, take a short drive, do that. If you can only eat just a little bit of some type of, you know, new health food or product, you know, do that, but do something. Because that's how successful people move forward. They realize that doing is the new planning, and you can't steer a parked car. Got to be moving.
I couldn't have said anything better. Well, that's Joel Bodges of the Relaunch Podcast, gang. And I can tell you one action step I'm going to take here today is when we get off of this episode, I'm going to be ordering that book, Find Your Voice. And again, please check out his podcast. Check out one of those episodes, Colton Boreen, Amy Clover, Noah Galloway. It doesn't matter. He's got over 525 episodes now to choose from. So again, thank you for listening in, everyone. Again, we're here to fuel your health, business, and lifestyle. Keep living the fired up, epic life. And we'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you for listening to Live the Fuel. Visit us at livethefuel.com. Stay connected on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more at Live the Fuel. Live the fired up, epic life. Hashtag Live the Fuel.